If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
We actually have a very special guest today that won $1
congrats
in a lottery.
Thank you. I have so many questions, and I don't know what you can and what you can't say. What was the lottery that you won?
The Powerball.
How many tickets did you buy? Are you alone in this moment? Who is the first person you call? And does it give you instructions? Did you contact like a lawyer? Where do you turn it in at? Is it a woman behind a glass? Are they even happy to see you? Did you tell any of your buddies yet? Are you in a relationship?
I had to do like a investigation. Like a guy called me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then they had to like go check the cameras from like the place. They have to match my
face.
Like, why'd you blink when you got this tape?
Dude, they tried to mess with me.
But I feel like talking to him right now, our odds now are so low.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? We're
point.
Not going to win after interviewing a guy who's won the lottery. Like,
get off the show.
Get out of here. Or we could, and that would be really awesome.
Yeah.
And he's just like, good for you guys.
Oh, earthquake.
Earthquake. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
An earthquake that just happened.
Nice. We've never caught an earthquake on camera. Cool.
Whoa. I didn't even feel it.
Really? You didn't
that
feel
was
it?
Like a, that was a nice little jolt. Normally, it would be like a good few seconds, but that was just like just one hit.
Are we still getting any aftershocks?
I'm really glad that we should just keep the cameras recording every time we're in here, just in case.
I was in...
Felt
Athens.
Like
yeah. I had a 5.5 earthquake when I was in Athens at the hotel. It was pretty fucking crazy.
That's like a big
it,
boy.
It was probably one of the biggest ones I've ever felt. Second to that one time.
Wait, biggest one you've ever felt was in Athens?
Was in Athens. Yeah.
Wow.
It was 5.5. But then there was that one that was really big when we were living together that happened at like 2 a.m. that like really shook up the house. Remember
yes.
like you, me and Danielle, we all met like in the hallway.
Yeah,
we, like,
it was
did y'all
like, oh,
just
we,
feel that?
That woke us up. We're like, oh shit.
That one, I felt like the house fucking moved.
Yeah.
Like I felt the bones of the house swaying.
Yeah.
That was intense.
I'll never forget. I feel like I've brought this up so many times. I'll never forget the one where me and you were, I think we were in like in a little bit of a fight. I think we weren't talking for maybe a day or two and a big earthquake hit our apartment, our first apartment. We both walked down and we were like, you felt that? It's like, yeah. And that like kind of broke the fight. It's kind of cool.
There you go.
It's crazy that Mother Nature sometimes really heals fights between
sometimes
roommates.
Sometimes when the ground separates, it brings things together.
Very good. Fine. Wow, the tectonic plates of our friendship.
It truly is.
Our broken hearts.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know how like people would always describe the earthquake? They would say like, oh, it's like a big truck going by. And I was like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
It really is the best description.
That
of
is the best description,
is.
Which is so weird because that, if someone were to tell me that's never felt an earthquake, I'd be like, oh, that makes no sense.
Yeah. Or it feels like if somebody like slammed a big
something
garage
hard.
Door from under you. Like, yeah. Like
a garage door.
If you were on the second story and someone like did something
okay
intense to like the framework
like,
or wherever you're
multiple times.
Yeah. I feel like
in
that is also an accurate description. Yeah.
It's also really weird the feeling because it's not like everything is shaking the same. The ground below you is kind of jiggling like this.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel like a chicken. Uh-huh. With like the head that kind of like stays centered, but like everything below you is moving. It's really
bizarre.
And
sometimes it feels like a bomb went off, where it's like just right then that felt like a bomb, like a boom, and we got the aftershock of that.
Yeah,
like I remember when I was at I was in Florida for a few days, and remember the time when a plaza exploded.
Yes,
and you guys were all looking at my location to see if I was anywhere near the area.
Scary day.
Big explosion. And I felt that. That was all the way in Sunrise. I felt that all the way in the end of Plantation by Sawgrass. Insane. Like, when we felt that, we're like, that was weird. And obviously, there's no earthquakes there. Yeah. So we're like, that was really weird. We thought, like, someone knocked on the door or, like, packet. I don't know.
Yeah, that shockwave is crazy.
Crazy. An explosion like that.
I've always wanted to see, like, a shuttle go off, or, like, a space shuttle. Like, a rocket launch, I mean.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, to see how much you feel it from where you're standing.
Yeah, to see one of those from, like, far away.
It's funny. We were talking about this a week ago. It would be a really great, like just video or just experience in general if we all went to watch a rocket go up.
I got invited to a NASA rocket launch, I feel like last year, 2 years ago, but they said, we'll bring you out, but it's going to take 4 days. They don't know which day they will do the launch because it depends on weather conditions that day.
Yeah.
And I had a conflict why I couldn't go because
it's Cape Canaveral?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's Cape Canaveral. Is that down in Florida or Texas? It's
Florida.
What's the one near Houston that they also do rocket launches? Cape Canaveral is...
How many space centers are there in the U.S.?
A bunch.
Other ones in Texas, New Mexico, Alaska.
L.A. Imagine they built one right in the dead smack middle of Hollywood.
Starbase, Texas.
You never went to it.
No, I never went to
it. That opportunity, right down the drain.
I know.
Damn.
It was because it was just scheduling.
Damn. I actually would love to see one. I think that would be a moment where I'm like, I look at things different.
I want
to
be in the control center, though, with all the guys, like, high-fiving, like, we did it.
That's
like,
a different, I want to go twice, to see one in person, the rocket go up, and I want to be in the control room when it all goes down. I think that's super, to see, because obviously, the way movies show it, maybe the way movies show it is exactly the way it looks in real life.
Maybe.
You know,
hopefully.
It's just like movies make it just look prettier. Like the screens, it's like very blue, the light.
Yeah.
But I think it looks just
like
that.
Do you think there's like those see-through screens and stuff that they're like...
Who knows?
Is that like...
They don't have that in...
Like, you're talking about like in Star Wars?
No.
Like a Minority Report or like that type
of... No, I don't think they got that.
I think Palantir's got that going on.
Possibly. I think they have that tech.
I think that's too... there's too much can go wrong with those touch screens. I think everything is like on a keyboard and shit, just so nothing goes wrong. It freezes. Yeah.
the calibration's off. You go to press something.
You know, like the Tesla screens. That shit will fucking fuck you over in a moment's notice.
That's gotta be the worst. Though when that rocket just explodes and you're on that engineering team, you're like, fuck. Yeah. I mean, that's just like hundreds of millions of dollars.
And also human lives you just lost in there. That terrible. Too.
There hasn't been any like recent human losses in space travel yet. No. I think we're just mostly doing the rockets that are going up and
without anybody in it.
I think that's what SpaceX is doing.
I think the last one was Challenger.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I remember being in elementary school for that. That was pretty crazy. Oh my gosh. And then like there were pieces of it that were falling in people's backyards and stuff. And they were putting out like huge news statements like, don't touch it.
Oh, I would have cleaned that shit up. I would have kept it.
My wall.
Yeah, not even on my wall. I would have sold that shit.
You had so much radiation, you would have been like mutating. You'd be like, how much is this worth? Just like pus coming out of your neck.
Oh my, literally speaking of, have you guys seen on, actually let's just roll the intro and then we'll do it. Okay, invisible again. I don't have a drink.
it's Comic Talk, baby! Yeah!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are back with another Unfiltered episode. Thank you so much. I was about to say basically Unfiltered again.
Oh, no.
God. Okay, like I was saying.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much for coming back to our second episode of the new season. We're so glad you're finally here. Anyways, the video on TikTok where the guy finds, I still don't know if it's real or not, but everybody's like, this is just, it's really weird because the guy who posted it, look at his page. He seems normal. He posts like kind of like weird Android type videos, whatever. He posts of him finding this rock from rubble, like a meteor or something. Finds this rock, he puts it on his kitchen counter, and you're watching this rock start to form. Like like it's growing. Like there's shit growing out of the rock, and it does not look like AI. Like
what?
It's no,
I've
it's
never seen
like
this.
Plants growing out of it, like fungi like a, growing
like
out of
a,
it.
A fungi is growing out of it, and at first you're like, oh, that's like fungi. That's really weird. And then it's just growing.
Is it the water creature thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, yes. The water.
That water creature.
Yes.
Like.
So I watched it. So his first video came up on my For You page, and I'm like, he found this rock that's like burning leaves right at the. But he's also touching.
Is this it? Is this the yes. video you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, for the people listening, it's almost like a very metallic looking rock. He's putting a leaf on it, and it's burning
through it. But he's also touching it. So it's like, why are you touching it if it's burning through a leaf? So like that to me, that I was questioning that. I'm like, that makes no sense. Why would he be touching that? He doesn't look like a scientist or anything. He just looks like a fucking normal person that found this rock.
So, wait, did he just put like a bug on top of it or what?
No, look, just like, just watch. There's like every day there's a little there's a little bit more and more is growing out of it.
Oh.
But when you go to his videos, he doesn't post like shit like this. Like everything is very normal. And he's been posting for the last like, what, 2 years? Like very shitty. He's putting shitty filters over it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Like
it's very out of character.
Very out
content.
Of character for this guy. Look at the font. It just like, it doesn't make sense that he would even know how to use AI in this way.
So and he's not showing his face at all in any of his stuff.
The other stuff you'll see his face a little bit. There's some videos where he's like selfieing it and he's like talking. He's speaking another language, like explaining what's going on. If you're watching this, it's just growing bigger and bigger. And everybody's like, it went to it started from people saying this is AI, like this is fake, obviously, to people like, okay, guys, this doesn't seem fake anymore.
Hopefully he's filming a proper time lapse because it's just like cutting and it gets bigger.
He doesn't seem like a guy that would even think to do a time lapse. Like he's just filming in the moment.
No, yeah. Okay, it does look like he has some scientific materials around his house. So,
like, bro, if his font is going.
What?
Look at this. It's like.
I got to do bigger research into this.
And I've looked into it. Like people are saying it's been proven fake. It's been proven fake. But it's like that video of that girl that the guy was walking behind her in that parking garage when she was doing
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like,
get that out of your house. Get that into a proper facility.
We were saying. They're like,
it's getting too big at this point.
They're like, yo, how has nobody taken this video down, has gone to this guy? But like, I don't think this guy lives in the U.S. He lives in like,
I think it's Panama.
Panama.
Okay.
So the U.S. is not going to do anything about it.
Some Panamanian plasma.
Yeah. The fun in me is like, oh, I believe this. This is fun. Sorry, I'm spinning.
No, you're fine.
No, yesterday too, I'm like, with this white everywhere, the lighting, you see every spit that comes out of my mouth.
So it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yes.
And then he sets it free?
Well, he puts it in this like giant thing.
Abandoned house.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Zane, come on.
I know, Matt.
But this is not real. I don't know.
Have you been to this guy's page before?
What is the water thing? Because I saw this. I don't know what this is. Is this part of it? Is that the creature?
That's like the creature apparently.
Shut the fuck up, Zane. Zane, you have like. This
what
is,
do you mean?
No, okay. This is like a total troll account.
Is it?
Yeah, but it looks very convincing.
It looks
real.
Really good.
But this would be on the fucking news if this was real. Now, I don't know how that doesn't look AI. That does look very real. AI's getting.
Look, I'll tell you what. I've been fishing a lot, and that looks like some of the fish I've pulled up because it's got weeds and shit all dragging behind it.
Yeah.
And I've caught fish that don't even have a fish, and it's just that. It's just algae and shit you reel
on a lure, and it's just, there's.
Look, he's got a little popper on it, and he's just sitting there.
If this was the first video that this page was posting, I'd be like, I wouldn't have even brought it up today. But because he was posting normal ass content that
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, Jerry, can you go to like just one of his other videos? Not that one. That one was like an AI video. Go to his page. Yeah, I just go look at it just for fun.
Okay.
It's just really weird. Like, why all of a sudden? Okay, that looks bad. I haven't seen it get this big, but that looks really bad.
That movement's a little funny.
Yeah. That looks like a War of the Worlds.
I want to believe it.
Yeah.
I want to believe it.
Yeah.
I want something.
Oh, you want something like that to happen? Like where it just grows out of control?
Maybe I shouldn't because I said I wanted shit to be shaken up and then
COVID happened.
We were on
lockdown. That was not good.
I should keep my mouth shut.
But
I hope that it's fake.
So I was I saw it up to the moment where it was like in not, it was in a safe and then it got into like a big cooler. That's okay. Where I stopped watching. And I honestly was like, I don't know if I want to watch this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
In case it's real. But the bigger it got, the bigger it gets, the faker it looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when it was small, like it coming out of the rock like that and moving, that looked really
the
good.
Little tiny little thing.
If it's fake, yeah. It's some impressive practical like effects.
This guy's got like no real lighting on it either. It's always like dark.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean. Oh, what Heath and I were saying like a year ago, this is not okay. This type of AI where you're just scaring the masses is not okay.
Mm-mm.
Like, get rid of it. Or like immediately it needs to say something on the bottom. Like, oh, this is AI. Do like, don't be afraid. This is not.
Do those AI detectors really work? Like if you put a video through.
I think Instagram, they have it. But I don't think they have it for
and
TikTok
I think Grok
yet.
On
Grok, you could be like, Grok,
X
is this
real?
Real?
And it can kind of detect yes
wait,
or no.
Wait, Grok?
Grok is like Twitter, X is AI.
Oh.
And people like always reply back to it and say like, is this
Grok,
AI?
Is this real? It oh, it's like really, like you can sign anything and they're like, yeah. They can detect that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It'll give you a breakdown of like what about it is AI or.
Ah.
That's what okay. I've
seen. Oh, well, good to know. I didn't know they had a thing like that. I thought like you just used like ChatGPT or something like, is this AI? And then like, I didn't even know if that was like still accurate or not. Interesting. 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 Okay. It's not real. But I believed it. Look crazy. And like, normally I don't believe that type of shit. Usually I'm just like rolling my eyes. I'm like, this is not fucking believable. Like, I don't believe this shit
it's
for 1 second.
It's something fun. It's not like too outrageous.
Yeah.
You're like, I kind of want, like, I want to.
It looks like a plot for a movie. Like someone on social media found this rock and they're posting online. And then that's how the movie starts. So that's why I'm like, oh, this is really weird that like this is happening.
Okay, Zane, here you go.
Now they got the SWAT
the
team
guy?
Coming.
Look at the eyes.
Eyes.
Oh, shit. Zane.
Wait, no, is this the same account?
No, it's not the same account, but this is starting to make me believe that it's AI because you can tell. At first, what was convincing for me was the water, like it in the water. The
splashing.
Because like. Melting something or compositing something into water that's not actually there is extremely difficult. Like that's the reason that like Avatar, the Way of Water. What was that?
The whole side fell off your foot.
No.
No.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Have you guys been to Vegas lately?
Not in a while.
I've been itching to go. You know?
I did when I went to the backpacking trip.
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, we didn't even really get to talk to you about that.
No, I don't think so.
So I did that week-long backpacking trip in Yosemite. And then there was a hotel. Chukchansi is at like the base of getting into the park.
Okay.
So we got done with the hike and we're like, yo, screw it. Should we just go hit like a all-you-can-eat buffet and go to the casino?
So was this right after? Was this right after you guys finished?
Right after the hike.
Oh, you needed that.
Was hungry.
We got done after the hike and we're like, let's just treat ourselves. So we would always drive past that casino and we're like, damn, imagine if we just like went there instead of doing the hike. Like it'd just be so much more fun. But we were like, screw it. So we went there afterwards, got a room, and dude, insane. They've got like a whole golf, top golf, like simulator there. Pools, spas, the buffet, restaurants, all sorts of like, table games, blackjack.
Is it like a
4
or 5 star like hotel?
Dude, it was nice.
Oh, sick.
So we ended up staying there for a day and we did a little bit of gambling.
There you go. There you go.
It felt like Vegas.
Did you walk away up?
No. Never have.
what's the amount that you put down now? Like if you're like, I'm going to go gamble, what's that amount?
The most money I will ever take out and gamble is $300.
Oh, that's good.
Like,
yeah, I start with 300 and then I'll probably withdraw another 200 and then I'm done.
Yeah, no.
Like I'll never go back.
I won't go past 500.
I walk up to a table usually with 100 and then I'll get chips. And then.
What is the minimum?
It was 15.
Okay, that's not bad. But lately, every casino I've been going to, it's like 20. Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah, Jared, we can't have this keep happening. But yeah, when I go to Vegas now, it's always like $25. Always. And that is the worst. Your money goes away so fast. And
Forehands.
It's like, I'm not having fun anymore.
And it's like, the thing is that we will play longer if you just make it cheaper. We actually will end up spending more money.
Yes!
Just make it cheaper. Why? I don't want to feel like I'm putting down a quarter of $100 down every time. The hand is done in like 6 seconds.
It's like, I like the act of playing blackjack. I don't care if I go up. I just want to sit there at the table with my friends.
Yes.
And just play for a few hours, have fun.
Even
you break
it's like
even.
Fake money. Yeah.
Sit there, you get, you know, a Diet Coke, you know, mm-hmm. you want the camaraderie, you want your friend, like you want.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know why they make them so expensive, but we were doing $15 and I usually start with like the 100 and then, you know, sometimes you get like a double down opportunity and then I'll be like, all right, I got another 100. And then that's when I'll pull out more.
Yes.
Like, and then you kind of start getting your groove. Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it was really fun. It felt like I was in Vegas for the night.
Hell yeah.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Guys, in a few days, it's going to be October 10th, which is World Mental Health Day. And this year we're saying thank you, therapists. We love you. BetterHelp therapists have helped over 5 million people worldwide on their mental health journeys. That's millions of stories, millions of journeys. And behind everyone is a therapist who showed up, listened, and helped someone take a step forward. Moments in therapy, like the right question, a safe space to cry, or a small win can change lives. This World Mental Health Day, BetterHelp is honoring those connections and the therapists who make them possible, while showing how easy it is to get guidance from a licensed therapist online with BetterHelp.
And BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and preferences. And their 10 years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. And if you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from all of their tailored recs.
Honestly, when it comes to therapists, convenience is the best. There's nothing better than not waiting in traffic, going all the way downtown for a session where you could just do it and from the comfort of your own home. And it's so nice to talk to somebody other than like all your best friends, your girlfriend, boyfriend, your parents, just someone who is qualified to really help you and give you the best advice. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally, and it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews.
That's right. In this World Mental Health Day, we're celebrating the therapists who have helped millions take a step forward. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can start that journey. And right now, our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath.
That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today. Today's episode, we love you. Speaking of winning money, we have a guest that's on his way here right now. He actually won the lottery.
Ooh.
And a lot of money, insane. I don't want to tell you how much I want him to tell
okay.
you. But yeah, I've literally never met anybody that's won lottery or even known somebody that knew somebody that won lottery. So I was like, we have to bring him in here. We got to talk to him. I have so many questions.
Me too.
Because I like people have always said different things about like how much do they actually get? Like what's the
first thing they buy? Or
what's like? Do you go back to the gas station after you win, or do you have to go to a separate building? Like I've never like to me, it's just so separate. Like I have no idea what happens. To me, it's like the secret fucking thing.
Yeah. Wow.
I just
want to
know.
Did y'all fly him
happens.
Out to come talk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. We give him the unfiltered treatment, baby.
Okay, even though what? He's made a ton of money.
Yeah, so I was like, we paid for his flight, but in my head, I was like, he probably upgraded.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he probably upgraded to the front row. I would.
Well,
so,
sick.
Yeah, he's on his way, and really exciting. Our first guest.
Pretty cool.
Unknown, but rich. Not famous, but rich.
Well, I know the Powerball just happened. That went up to like 1.8 billion or even more than that.
But is the one that...
There was one that was like a week or
two
ago.
It's like the mega, like the big, big one where like everybody gets in on.
Yeah. And if no one wins it, it just keeps getting bigger
and bigger.
And bigger.
But like they never pull it out. Like it could keep going to...
Until somebody wins.
Yeah. But your odds keep getting smaller
and smaller
because
there's so many people. Yeah. Wow.
What's
the highest that it's ever gone?
Oh, that's a great question. I feel like this last one was the highest.
The 1.8. That's massive.
That's the highest it's ever gone. Where nobody.
Oh, the highest one was. Oh, yeah. What is it, Jared?
Oh, shit. Well, that was. I have a lottery trivia game for you. And that was.
Oh, that's one of the questions.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's fine.
Right, we'll
okay,
do that after.
Wait.
Oh, no. The Edwin Castro guy, though, he won. The $2 billion one back in 2022.
Oh
he's
God.
The kid who has the houses out here in LA.
Damn.
The ugliest houses, though. They
Go
just look
off.
Like hotel lobbies. If I had that much money, I would not be buying that kind of house.
Yeah,
but
like
someone's got to buy those ugly houses.
That's true. Somebody has to buy it. But like, or buy it, tear it down, make something nice.
Matt, do you like the Oakley house?
The founder of Oakley?
Yeah, super brutalist.
Yes.
Wait, can I see it?
Not my style. It looks like a Bond villain with
like
an
want to go to a party there.
Yes.
Really bad.
Zane? Not my style, but it works for certain people.
I want to see it.
Dude, it's wild.
The whole front of it is just this concrete.
Oh, my God.
You are Batman pulling up to that.
That's insane.
It reminds me of the house in The Invisible Man. Do you remember that movie with Elizabeth Moss? It reminds me of that kind of house. But it just feels evil.
It does. Like,
it does not feel warm and welcoming, but it's
like, to me, when
badass.
I see that, I'm just like, oh, he's probably not a good person. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's something about it where it's like,
it looks like,
he has some bones in the closet.
$210 million. He already sold it. Well, good for him. Because that's the thing.
Good for him.
With some of those houses, though, you commit so much to like an aesthetic, nobody even with money wants to buy it.
Yeah, you end up giving it to like a big corporation that turns it into like an office.
And
or
then
something.
They have pickleball parties there.
Yeah.
Does this guy even have kids? What a sad place to be like a child and grow up in that kind of a house. Like,
but
there's no
color. Would I want to party in there? Like you said, woo!
Like, you cannot have a normal decoration in that house.
Imagine a Christmas tree in that house. It would not work.
You need a big one in the middle. Need like the New York one in the middle of the fucking driveway.
Yes,
like,
but it would probably like be silver. It's just,
imagine how big that Christmas tree has to be to like look good there.
But invite me over. I'll go to a party. Nice house, Bill.
This house is gorgeous. What I would do to be here.
I got in my 10,000 steps.
James Jennard. Man. Oh, you know he's giggling with his cup of wine every fucking dinner. He just, oh, man.
$1.3 billion. 76? Where are you moving now, dude? Like, just relax.
Yeah, and like you don't want to invite anybody over after you move out of there to a smaller place. It's like,
you can't have a normal party there. It has to be fully done.
Yeah, or like it's going to look like a small party.
Yep.
300 people in there, you're like, oh, it's a Getty? I didn't know we're having a little like get together.
Oh, that's the thing, it's such a big house. I would still feel like so scared going to bed, even though I know I have like good security.
Yeah.
But just knowing that there's just rooms in empty spaces that nobody is in and they're just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. And you know how loud the silence is in the house. Like, you will hear every fucking creak, every wind making way around the corner.
Hello,
like
hello.
It just sounds like someone's alone. In the house. Like someone alone. Is on the other side of the house at all times.
Ugh.
Even like when you clear out a house, like when you're moving out and like you're there for one more day, it sounds like people are just walking through the house. It's like the weirdest feeling.
You know he drives a Cybertruck.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
The only thing that would be able to park.
The more I see those cars, the more I hate. I just cannot believe they're still on the road.
Yeah, they're not aging really well.
No, not at all.
Kind of cool in the beginning, and now I'm like,
I never thought it was cool. I thought it was so ugly. Like, they look like giant roaches.
I think there needs to be, though, like a disruption in the way we're designing cars. Like that it was like kind of unique, and I thought, oh, maybe some other people are going to take more bigger risks.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like when I see that, I see like the egg cars. You know the egg cars? The cars that look like eggs.
Like the smart car?
No, like the egg. It's I don't know what's it
like
called.
Like a BMW i8 or IQ or whatever they're called.
Yeah, that. Like the fucking the blue one.
Just like a boofy looking.
Yeah, just boofy. Oh, like the PT Cruisers. Yeah, just like to me that's a Cybertruck. It's like, why do we have that on the road? There's no reason. Dude. That's why we did a rage room the other day. They brought out a car like that. It's because no one wants to drive those cars.
You did a rage room?
Yeah.
Very cool. First time doing one.
Yeah. And it feels good. Like,
did they have like computers, TVs? They gave you baseball bats with like
just trash bins
of beer bottles
and just throwing them against the wall.
You get to break furniture and they give you a car in the end. A car that hasn't been like,
oh, do you just get to go fuck it up?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, I highly suggest doing it once. Yeah. I think it's just like a...
I would do it, but then I would pull something in my fucking arm.
You do have
arm.
To watch out, because like, if you hit careful. Like the furniture hard, that will fucking hurt.
Did you get to like play music while you did it? Or was it just like quiet?
We could have done music throughout the building, like on the aux, but we
didn't
do anything.
But make sure, if you want to do it with friends, make sure to book more than one room, because the rooms are fucking tiny, and you don't want that glass fucking bouncing off the walls hitting you. Just get more rooms so like you're able to throw shit and you don't have to worry about like the glass.
There's an escape room place near my place or our place, and it looks so fucking cool. It had, I think it's called Panic Room with a Q, P-A-N-I-Q. It's on La Cienega. It looks like a fucking movie theater when you walk into it. They have this awesome bar where you can drink at. You can also do
And then to the escape room?
Patricia and I, we just walked by it. And
oh,
we're like,
$125 per person? Oh, that's a good room.
And they're about to do a whole bunch of spooky rooms for October.
Yeah, cool.
But it looks
Sick.
I was insanely impressed by like the bar situation. We walked in. It was just that's the entrance.
Wow.
It looks nice.
That's sick.
I hope it stays in business. Escape rooms, I'm always like, damn, how are y'all making money?
Like I'm saying, Matt, I want to see the floors open up.
I know. Make it a
little
riskier.
I want to fall.
Mm-hmm. I want to feel in danger.
I want to feel scared. Like I'm going to die if I don't make it out. I think that's literally so
was I just talking with you about that? Like
what?
It was about like the whole like McCamey Manor and how they like go overboard.
Yeah.
But like you're still like showing up to the thing, you're waiting in line, you're signing the waiver, and then you just like get into it. There should be a way to do it where you sign something and you sign up for it, but you don't know when it's going to happen, but it'll be within like the next 5 years.
Oh.
Oh, God.
And it's just like,
That's intense.
Have you ever
like
seen
3.5 years from now, you're just like sitting at work, all of a sudden people come.
Dude, have you seen the movie The Game?
Oh, yeah.
David Fincher, The Game. It came out, I think, in 1995 with Michael Douglas. That's very similar to what you're talking about.
What was that, though? It was
the
like,
premise was that
like
his brother
living a basic life or something, like needed excitement and then signed him up for something.
And then,
have you seen it?
Yeah, but there was a plot twist.
The plot twist is so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but I remember I remember seeing it a long time ago.
I've never gasped that hard.
It was so good.
Gasped.
Also, I just saw this on a TikTok. I was like, this is so true. Saying a movie has a plot twist, you're already ruining the movie, which is so interesting to me.
Yeah.
No, like, obviously, this movie has been out for a long time. I'm saying, like, when a new movie comes out, never say it's a plot twist. Just say, it's really good. You got to watch it.
That makes sense.
I love a good twist.
She, like, explained it in a way where I was like, wow, I will never say plot twist again.
Yeah.
Like, that really does, like,
because
then
you're
really
gonna be
does
expecting
matter.
Something to not go the way you think.
You're going
to
think, the documentary that was on The Unknown Number, it's been out. Everybody knows what happened. I was telling a group of people to watch it. It has such a good plot twist. And in my head, I was like, they're going
to
know it's one of the-
best thing to say is go in blind.
Go in blind is the best
like way to recommend something that does have a twist is go in blind. Don't do any research. Just vibe with it.
Exactly. Speaking of plot twist, our guest just arrived.
Oh, bring him on.
So let's do
it. There we go. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
You guys know we got a lot of games coming up. We got a lot of concerts, a lot of festivals, which is why I want to give the sponsor of today's video, SeatGeek, a huge shout out. With over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and much more.
That's right. And right now you can get tickets to Lorde, Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, Dua Lipa, Chris Stapleton, Tate McRae, and much, much more. And don't worry, SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for those green dots. Green means good, and red means bad.
Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. So get those plans out of the group chat this fall and use code UNFILTERED2025 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTERED2025.
And make sure to click the link in the description below to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. And again, thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. We actually have a very special guest today that won $1 million
congrats
in a lottery.
Thank you. I'm going into this totally blind. I didn't know the amount.
I knew that
you were a lottery winner and that you had come into money.
Yeah.
Yes. So this whole time of us like prepping, hanging out, I know that he's a winner. I didn't know how much.
Yes.
Congrats.
So, everybody, welcome. Thank you. Jason, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to be asking you a bunch of questions. We're super excited about this.
I appreciate it.
So thank you very much.
Dude, I've never known anybody that's known somebody else that's won the lottery. It's always like this random person, you see them on news, like, wow, their life has changed, and then you don't see them ever again. So when I heard that somebody was connected to us, a friend of mine, I was like, oh, we have to get him on the podcast. I have to hear his whole side, his whole story. What
I
made
have
him go
so
into
many
the-
questions.
Yes,
so many questions. First one right out of the gate, and I don't know what you can and what you can't say. What was the lottery that you won?
The Powerball.
The Powerball.
Yeah,
the for I struggle with lotteries. Is it a state Powerball or the country's the Powerball?
One. Yeah, it's a country one.
The whole country Powerball.
Is it the Powerball that you, if you only get 5 out of the 6 numbers, then you win the million, then the 6th one is like the fucking,
the full
like,
thing.
The full 50, when, 100 million, whatever it is?
When I won it, it was at 1.2 billion.
Yeah.
And wow. I literally missed it by one number.
Oh!
So my last number was 16. The winning one was 17.
Shut up.
Okay.
You're off by one number?
One number.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, and I know that was a lot of money. But I'm crazy. Sure you got so pissed.
It's crazy. You're so excited, but so mad at the
so
same time.
So annoying. Yeah.
Like, when I pulled it up on my phone, like I scanned it on the app.
Uh-huh.
And like it was like my 5th time ever buying one. Like,
okay, that was my question. Yeah. You're not that frequent of a lottery.
No, like, I gamble on sports all the time.
Okay. So you like to gamble, but.
Yeah. I don't go to like the gas station every week. I'm like, I'm buying this every day.
Right.
Like, my dad's bought one for 50 years straight, probably.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He was
grew
pissed.
Up driving me all around for AAU tournaments in high school, basketball, college.
Yeah.
And I would watch him buy $20, $30.
Okay, so
how many tickets did you buy?
One.
Just one ticket?
I paid $20 and you got 10 lines.
Quick picks?
Yeah.
Not playing a set lucky number every time.
Nope.
When you woke up that day, like throughout the day, was there any, I know everyone's going to say this, but like, was there any signs?
Were you feeling it?
Any feeling where it's just like, oh, that's weird. I'm going to go get a lottery ticket.
So I bought one the week before because I saw it was at a billion. And I always bought one before my men's league basketball game. And it's in Pleasant Hill. And it's like right around the corner from it. I'm like, and I went in there. I always buy a Gator. And I'm like sitting there. I'm like, damn, 1.2 million or a billion. I'm like, all right, let me buy one. Like, let me just do $20. And I bought it on Thursday, and they don't announce it till Saturday.
Okay.
Mm. So I just had it sitting on my counter for 3-4 days.
And
we went out the night before, and like, bad night. Long night, night. Woke up, like, didn't get home until like 4 p.m. Like, one of those. And just, I ordered a pizza. Like, oh, dude, I need to rest. Like, I saw it there, and we talked about it in the morning, and they were like, I remember the number 3. And I was like, oh, let me just scan it. I see the number 3, row C. Like, just scanned it, and I saw the number, and I thought it said $1 billion at first. Like, I saw 1,
oh,
my God. My heart would have stopped.
And I thought I saw another comma, like, because I was kind of far from it, and I just, like, tossed it on my counter. I was like, what the fuck did I just read? Like, I, like, didn't walk over to my phone for, like, 2 minutes. I was, like, pacing. Like,
wow.
I'm like, no, I didn't just read that. Like,
yeah, I thought I would think I was getting pranked.
Yeah, exactly. Something
fucking with me, which are the worst pranks of lottery pranks.
Why don't you tell
about hate those?
Heath got pranked really bad by our buddy David.
Oh, really?
Brutal.
What was it? A scratch off or what?
It was one of those like scratch off ones where you win like however much, for like a week for life type deal or something. It was like, I was freaking out.
Yeah.
My baby was also broke.
It was a dark time. And I was so excited. I'm screaming. We're all celebrating. Yeah.
For how long?
Oh man, I was getting ready to go drive and claim it. Oh. I got
it
in my car.
I think it was maybe like 5 minutes of celebrating. Right?
Okay, good. It wasn't like calling up grandma.
Days.
I'm taking care of you.
No, it was like about 5 minutes.
And then they broke the news to me that it wasn't real.
Oh.
And I didn't want to believe that. Yeah. I'm like, you guys just want the ticket for yourself.
Yeah, you're fucking with me.
Yeah. And then I had a hard time coming to grips with the fact that it was fake. So, yeah, that was pretty brutal.
That's a tough one.
You just got to enjoy everything. You didn't even have to.
Well, like, I didn't walk back over for, like, 2 minutes, man. I, like, read it, and I'm like, oh. Like, I kind of calmed down. I'm like, oh. Like, I had, like, my mouth over, and then I'm like, oh, like, that says $1 million. Like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
And
are you alone in this moment?
By myself.
By yourself. No roommates,
nope,
nothing?
Just sitting by myself.
You know, I'm really glad that you were by yourself in that moment.
Who is the first person you call?
I tried to call my dad instantly because I knew he would, like, freak out.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't pick up.
Didn't answer. That's the first time. Like, he always answers.
So he doesn't get any of the money. Now you try your mom.
I called my brother instantly, and I'm freaking. I'm like, dude, like, you aren't gonna believe this. He's like, what? I'm like, I just won the lottery. Like, he's like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, I'm dead serious. He's like, no, really, why'd you call? I'm like, Anthony, I just won $1.2 million. He's like kind of froze. He's like, what? I'm like, dude, I'll fucking send you the screenshot right now. Like, screenshot it, send it to him instantly. And he just, like, freaked out. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? I said, dude, I missed it by one number, $1 billion.
Wow.
And he just like lost. He's like, you're lying. I'm like, dude, go look at the numbers right now. Like, look them up and read them off to me.
That's crazy.
It is crazy that you missing by a number to me is so much crazier than you winning $1.2 million.
Like, it's so hard to not think about it because I'm $1 billion. Like, I think I would have walked away with $500 million.
I think if you would have handpicked,
wouldn't know what to do.
You would be more upset. Yeah, like, maybe. Since it was like the auto number, like the quick pick, you're like, nah, well, they gave me the wrong one, but they gave me, you know, a majority right.
Yeah.
But if you physically wrote in.
Dude, because I almost did it too. Like, my first time ever buying one, I tried to do like my birthday. Like, yeah. I'm a big Kobe Bryant fan, Laker fan. So I did like 8-24, 2 for Gigi. Like, tried that. And I'm like, ah, dude, that's just not the way it's going to win. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to just do it random. Like, has to be.
And when it listed out the amount, $1.2 million, is it also, like, down to the cent? It's, like...
There's no change. So, it like...
There's no change. Yeah. Oh, it's flat.
Yeah. Just boom.
Oh, my gosh.
Last number, just dot.
Does it say congrats or anything? Like,
winner.
Does confetti, like, fall from the screen? Like,
it's just like that iMessage.
It was a little green box, and it just said, you're a winner.
And does it give you instructions or anything?
It was like, you can... fill out the form, like claim form. That's all that's at the bottom.
I feel like
I'm going in person.
They should give a nice message.
Yeah.
Like, you just won a 1.2. It should be specialized to people that won over $1 million.
That would look like maybe like winning 3-4 numbers. Like, oh, yeah, you won.
Yeah,
you
show up with like a giant check.
Grand,
Yeah. Like, I almost thought that too when I went to the place. She was like, yeah, you're going to get interviewed and stuff. I'm like, oh. Really?
That was my next question. Did you contact like a lawyer? They always say like once you win a lottery, you should reach out to a lawyer. I'm not trying to poke holes in how you handled your winnings or anything like that.
No, it's a smart way to do it. I've always told
contact a lawyer first.
My grandpa, before he passed away, like he left my mom and me and my brother a little bit of money.
Okay.
And, like, he had a financial advisor like for like 60 years. Mm-hmm. And, like, really, like, pretty much a family friend. So like that's who I called.
That's good. You had somebody you could trust.
Because I feel like most people that win the lottery, they fucking blow it. They don't get a lawyer. Yeah, they don't get a financial advisor. They think, because $1 million is a lot of money, but still, you can lose it really quick, easily. Especially these days. Yeah.
Yeah, you can go buy a house and it's gone.
It's gone. Like, it's crazy.
So you went in and claimed it in person?
Yeah. So I had my dad, they moved out of the Bay Area and moved up north farther. So I had him meet me in Sacramento. Turn it in with me because it's like, you know, he's bought one all of his life.
Yeah.
Like,
where do you turn it in at? The lottery office?
Yeah.
And you walk in this place and say, I won.
So you walk in.
Like, is it a woman behind a glass? Yeah. Are they even happy to see you? There's like other people in line who also won.
When I'm driving there, I'm like, dude, this is going to be like probably a big building. Like, nobody's probably going to be in line.
Yeah.
I get to Sacramento, it's kind of in the hood.
Yeah.
Little kind of building, dude. They got like bars on the window. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, so I filled out the form in the car with my dad. He printed out like 3 of the forms, like just in case we messed up.
Yeah.
A line of 100 people. They're all so fucking happy.
Yeah. That's funny because
imagine that line.
When I turned it in, like, I slipped it under the window and like she kind of just ignored it, like
super casual
like,
about
you
it.
You had to write like kind of in big right there, like the number amount, and she just kind of like grabbed it, slipped it, like scanned the ticket, and then like kind of looked down and like looked at the screen, and you see her kind of squint at it, like, and then like look down. She's like, oh, like, okay, hold on, like. Walks away, brings another lady back, and they both look at the screen, look down. She's like, oh, you're one of them. Like, you're one of them. Like, you're one of the 3 people. Like,
got it.
Are you also, like, filming this whole interaction as well? Because I'd be so nervous if she, like, walked away with the ticket, but comes back, but did, like, a switcheroo. Or
I
would be like,
back, I think I would have
been. It's so easy to get caught, especially, like, as our job.
Yeah. I would just be so paranoid. Like, I need to, do not take this ticket out of my fucking hand. Yeah.
I also don't think I could work a job like that, to be taking in lottery winnings all day, because I know, as in this position, I'll never actually, I feel like the chance of
you
winning.
I would be miserable. If my job was to sit there and write checks for all these winners, I'd be like,
oh, oh my God, I would lose it.
I don't think I could do
it. You would think like they would write you a check right there, but they don't. Like, so I had to do like a investigation. Like, a guy called me.
Then
they had to like go check the cameras from like the place. They have to match my
face.
Like, it was a lot of things.
Why'd you blink? Like, why'd you blink when you got this?
They tried to mess with everything. Me. Like, I think so. Cause he like, oh, it's like, did you have your mom buy it? And like sent me a picture of a lady. I was like, the guy and me were kind of cool on the phone. I was like, fuck no.
Oh,
like, I bought that shit. Like, dude, I will drive down to that gas station right now and point myself
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Rocket Money. Do you ever feel like your money just disappears each month? I do, and that's because it's easier than ever to overspend. From subscriptions piling up, to impulse buys after seeing an ad on your phone, to ordering takeout a few times a month. Rocket Money helps you rein it in by showing where your money is going and helping you make better decisions so you can keep more money in your pocket. And if you don't know what Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. And they show you all your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about. And the best part is, if you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it. And get this, Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. The app automatically scans your bills to find opportunities to save and then goes to work to get better deals. They'll even talk to customer service so you don't have to. One of my favorite features is that you get alerts if your bills increase in price, if there's unusual activity in your accounts, if you're close to going over budget, and even when you're doing a good job. Rocket Money has saved users over $2.5 billion, including over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. Their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. So if you're ready to cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money, all you have to do is go to rocketmoney.com/unfiltered today. That's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Unfiltered. One more time so you don't forget, rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast and saving all of us so much monies.
Now, sorry to backpedal. When was this again?
August 30th was the day I won, and I turned it in on September 2nd because it was Labor Day on the Monday.
Okay.
Oh. I couldn't go Monday. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, I wanted to get this out of my hand.
So yeah.
Crazy. I instantly signed it so like nobody else could sign it.
Intimidating. Before you get to his, like, because it's right there.
Yeah.
Were you having dreams or nightmares of you losing this ticket while you had the ticket still on you turned it in?
That night, I don't think I might have checked it like 20 times. Like, I put it in the same spot, like put like a plate over it. I'm like, dude, this is not blowing anywhere. Like, it's not ripping. It's nothing. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, I put it in a plastic bag. Like, this is, I don't even want to drop on it.
Yeah.
Knowing me, I always hide things thinking I'm putting it in a safe spot and then I forget and then I end up losing it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You think, always, oh, this will be a spot.
I will never forget this.
And it's gone.
I moved
gone.
It like three times. I'm like, no, dude, I'll forget that.
Yeah.
Like, so you told your family, you know, in the moment that you won. Did you tell any of your buddies yet? Were you like, because me, if I won, I still would like, I tell my family, but I still would not tell my friends just yet until that wire transfer happened.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So
okay.
It's crazy because like I haven't gotten it yet still. So,
oh, wow.
I think I get it. I did, like, the math. So I had to do the investigation first, and then it was, like, 4 weeks from that. You get it in the mail. I was like, I can't pick it up here. She was like, you can, but she's like, our mailbox is outside. Like, people break into
you know what?
A lot. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want that. And like,
did you have to claim it publicly, or could you also?
I could have done it online, but, like, my dad's like, dude, no. Like, I want to help you with this. Like, make sure we do this right. Like, he didn't know what it looked like, and I was like, I don't want to open this
too much
now and then not be able to go back. Like, I have to fill it out then there.
Yeah. You get to choose if you want it. This is always hearsay. I've never actually like looked it up, but like, I feel like it's different for every lottery, every
different state.
Different state. But did you have the option of getting it in full or in monthly checks?
It's only if you win like the big one. Like, if you go 6 for 6 and you win like $1 billion, you can take I think it's 25 years. And I think it would have been like $40 million for 25 years straight.
Wow.
Like, and like at my age, I would have done it like that. My dad's like, dude, if you fuck up, like, you're getting a check next year for $40 million.
That's like, so crazy. That like, you can have a bad year and you know you're getting another.
Like, my dad is a big gambler too in sports and stuff, and like, I got the gene from him. My brother doesn't gamble at all.
Yeah,
like, doesn't enjoy it.
What is the feeling of knowing that the money's coming but it hasn't hit yet? Like, obviously,
I still have the feeling I don't believe it.
Okay.
Like, it's still there until I get that in hand and like go to the bank or like go meet my advisor. I'm like, dude, this isn't real.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm not.
Okay, single.
Hey, ladies out there.
That's good.
Has it been interesting watching social dynamics change with people in your life now that you've won? And I know it's 1.2. It's not like a billion where people think that, oh, he's going to give me some.
Yeah.
But have like somebody's been like, good
for
you,
man.
You
were always my boy.
Yeah.
Remember,
Remember I bought you that soda back in elementary school?
Yo, drinks on heat. What?
No, I don't really got to worry about that. Like, I was telling you guys before we started, like, my two friends that I brought with me. Like, we have a pretty small circle of friends. Yeah. Like, you know, we know a lot of people, but, like, we've always had, like, a super close core. So I was really worried. They haven't asked
Their reactions?
So I was supposed to go to one of their houses for our fantasy football draft. Like, I was supposed to leave in, like, 15 minutes, like, and I scanned it, and I, like, put it in the group chat, and I'm like, you guys, like, I'm not going to make
something
it
came up.
Like, something happened. Like, I'm going to let you guys know
tomorrow. Y'all can take my winnings.
Yeah. Dude, they thought, like, because we golfed that morning, they were like, dude, did he get, like, a DUI or something? Like, they came off kind of bad. Like, when I read it, I'm like, okay, like, it kind of sounded like something bad happened.
Oh.
But then, like, we were supposed to golf the next morning in, like, a scramble tournament with all of our friends. And, well, two of my friends came over that night. They were showing up for the draft, too. Like, I had two of them that night. And, like, they walked in, and I was just sitting there, like, I had my door unlocked, and I had, like, my mouth over it. I'm, like, bending down on my knees, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, you guys need to go check my phone.
That's how you did it?
They just walked in, and they saw the ticket next to it, and they were
did
like,
you record yourself at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I was just freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I know. I'm just like, you know, some people, like, I don't even think I would have, but, I like, a lot of people would have just, like, press record and be like, I feel like I'm going to want to watch this. Like,
yeah, some people were like, you should like, live on Instagram. I'm like, no.
No, that's so,
I was, like, shaking, dude, because I thought a billion, dude, I would, like, instantly went to, like, no.
Oh, I would have convulsed. Yeah.
Like, literally, I felt myself shaking.
No, a billion, I honestly would have just been, at that point, scared for my life, and that would have never went away. Dude, like, I was like, I don't want this much money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, oh my God. Like, just kept saying it out loud by myself. Like,
and a million is such like a good, like, you can start any business. You could literally like follow your dream. You could do anything because you have that like foundation. Yeah. Has it
improved your mental health? Like, do you feel happier? Like,
dude, honest, like, for like after college, like, it was just a rough 5-6 years, man. Like, you know, I thought everything the right way. You know, I did all right in school, got myself a scholarship for basketball. Like,
yeah.
Went to the East Coast, like, did everything right. And then, like, right after that, like, COVID hit, ruined a lot of my situations. Like, I was going to go play overseas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had tryouts lined up. I was going to maybe be a coach, like an assistant coach, or not assistant coach, a grad assistant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My coach knew the head coach at Harvard was right across the water. I went to school in Boston.
Yeah.
All that got canceled. Like, I was a sports management degree. I'm like,
yeah.
I can't do anything with this. Like, it's hard to get to like a D1 school. Like, don't have like a connection or anything.
Well, you could always pay your way.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
But I know. I don't know what to do with it yet.
Yeah.
It's kind of intimidating now.
Did you have like a feeling of like, I don't deserve this or I do deserve this? Were you like, yeah, finally, yes? Or was it like a weird guilt? Like, because I feel like I would feel like a weird guilty feeling almost. But
honestly, like it was like, I just felt like a relief. Like,
okay.
Because, like, I was, like, struggling for, like, 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't tell my parents a lot. Like, I made it seem like I was fine.
Right.
But, like, mentally and stuff, like, in the side, I'm like, dude, this is, like, what do I do? Like,
yeah.
What am I doing? Like, I would say, like, a week or two before it, like, I believe in God and stuff. Like, I wouldn't say I go to church every week and stuff. But, like, I, like, prayed for it, like, 2 weeks before. I'm like, dude, like, I just need a win. Like, one win, like an easy win.
It's a pretty good one win.
Asking for that, like, I was like, dude, just a simple win. Like,
God, if you're real, please let me win the lottery.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you 1 million. I'm gonna give 0.2 on top of it too, because I like you.
Dude. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, ShipStation.
For all of our listeners that run a business or you think about running a business, if you are going to, you know, customer reviews have an enormous impact on your business. You need scalable features that help ensure accuracy, get shipments out the door faster, and wow your customers. You gotta level up your business with ShipStation, baby. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels. It's order fulfillment excellence.
And ShipStation is so easy to use. They automate all the shipping tasks. They help you manage orders in one simple dashboard. And having tools like that only helps you grow and expand your business and just does all the heavy lifting for you and takes away all those mundane tasks.
Exactly. And there is a reason why successful businesses use ShipStation. ShipStation grows with you. Customers report scaling operations up to 40 times with ShipStation. That's 2 to 3 times faster on average.
Exactly. You're going to automate your workflow. You're going to save time. And you're going to reduce human error through an unlimited number of ways to automate the fulfillment process. It's got way more comprehensive capabilities than the
competitors.
And they are best in class carrier savings. Discounts up to 90% off rates on all major global carriers. And you can centralize your fulfillment operations in one place with over 400 store, carrier, and tool integrations.
Plus, deliver five-star customer experience with industry-leading scalable features. 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life.
Wow your customers and get rave reviews with cheaper, faster, and better shipping, baby. Upgrade to ShipStation today to get a 60-day free trial at ShipStation.com and use code UNFILTERED.
There's no credit card or contract required, and you can cancel at any time. Again, that's ShipStation.com and use code UNFILTERED.
Thank you, ShipStation, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
How often does it come up now about you winning the lottery? Are your buddies ever like, dude, we know you won? Or are y'all at bars and he's like, this guy won the lottery? Are you ever like, guys, calm it down. I don't want everyone to know. Like, how's that all playing out?
They were like more happy than I even was, dude. Like,
that's a good sign.
I told them in the morning, like, because they didn't answer my call that night, the two guys that I brought. And like, we were golfing together. And I was just like, hey, you guys, like, come over to my cart real quick. Like, I'm going to drive over here real quick. And I like showed them. And they both just like, what? Like in the golf course, like people teeing off right there.
Best round of golf ever.
Picked me up. He's like, holy shit, like running me around. I'm like, yeah. It was
crazy. I couldn't even imagine.
I can't. That's crazy. Now, obviously, you're going to be very financially responsible with your winnings. Is there one thing you kind of have your eye on that you want to be like your fun purchase that you want to make? Like, do you have your eyes on a watch that you're looking at? Do you want to improve your car, your living situation? So
the car. Like, I'm on a lease right now. I'm like, I had to get rid of it in December, so I'm like, oh, perfect timing. My dad's like, yeah, like, time for you to pay for a car now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for sure.
What do you have your eyes on?
Lamborghini Aventador SVJ.
No, please don't do that.
One car. Be done with it.
I would say don't even change the way you live right now. It just helps your bills now.
Yeah. I'm still looking like to go live with one of my friends. I like, get a roommate.
Good.
I'm not trying to do anything crazy. But
just invest
car,
it.
Like,
let
I'm
it make
for
money.
Like a pretty nice car.
What
like,
car? What is it?
I've looked at a couple trucks.
Yeah.
My brother's gotten me into trucks, and like where I work, I kind of service all of our trucks. I'm like, okay, some of these are.
You're gonna get like a custom license plate. Yeah. It's like lucky man.
Winner, right?
Just all
lucky
your numbers.
Just 1 point
or one off. Like it was just like something like a nod to what you could have won.
So what's your lucky number now? 16 or 17? What would you consider?
Dude. I used to wear number 3 in basketball, like, for my travel team.
Yeah.
I always wore, like, 24 in my school team. So, like, when I saw the 3, I'm like, wow, like, and it was row C. Like, I always guess C on tests and stuff. I'm like, damn, that kind of came together right there, dude. Like,
Have you bought a lottery ticket since?
So I bought one the week after.
You know, the chance of that, man.
Dude, it got
up
to, like, $1.8 billion. I'm like, it could happen. I could do it again, dude. Like,
that happened to that one guy, like, in Australia who won, and then the news team wanted him to go back in to get B-roll footage of him buying the lottery ticket, and he's just like, I just won $500,000. I did it. Oh, it's insane.
Like, the feds would be on your fucking ass
like,
for,
this guy's cheating. 2 years.
This guy knows something, 2 years, dude. You wouldn't see that money. Like, we need a deep dive investigation on this guy.
Yeah.
That's wild. Are you on Hinge? Like, are you going to make, like, fun thing you didn't know about me, I won the lottery.
One of the prompts, the first prompt.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's say you meet, like, the girl of your dreams. How far into the relationship, dating, would you go, I won the lottery? Or would you kind of like her never to know? Would you tell your friends, like, don't bring it up around
probably
her?
Bring it up probably kind of early, like...
Hell yeah.
Right.
Get it.
Somebody you really
nice
want
to meet
be
you. Don't worry, I got it tonight.
Is it on your are you on socials? Are you public?
So I haven't like posted on my actual socials. I think I posted a video on TikTok, but my friend, we made like a video because the same year I've hit in the Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah.
That's where it all started.
Yeah.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl right after that. And then I hit a hole in one.
Oh, this is
like
your year.
3 months before that.
Wow.
Then I won the lottery. I was like, whoa. Wow, just
what's next?
He's on the best podcast in the world,
dude.
It just keeps coming.
Literally, I got invited to this. I'm like, dude, I'm absolutely doing this. Like, for sure.
When you check out of gas stations now, do you ever like look at the Powerball and go?
Yeah. We just stopped.
If someone's getting a ticket, you go, good luck.
That.
Hey, the odds be Forever in your favorite, man.
Everybody's like, dude, give me a handshake. Like, just rub a little luck off. I'm like, all
right,
dude.
Yeah, right?
Guy like, pregnant women are just like,
just touch my baby.
Touch my baby. Yeah. Just, I need good luck, good fortune coming my way.
I've gotten a lot of those. Like, dude, just touch me real quick. Like, I just need a little bit. I need a little bit of luck.
May I just touch you?
a millionaire.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm honestly just glad that it's going to someone that I feel like is going to be smart with it.
Yeah. And
like I just wish every lottery winner was just smart with their money. It's so sad seeing like the $100 million winners lose all their shit in 2 years. I'm like, oh no, like you gave it back to the, government pretty much.
I couldn't imagine. Yeah.
Have you met another lottery winner since winning?
Is like
no other guy's like, hey man, I also won.
Not
okay.
Even close.
Do you ever ask AI, like, I just want $1 million. Like, what do I do? Like,
into it. Yeah.
That's like one of the first things I would do.
This is bringing down the mood, which stinks, but I wonder, because I've always wondered this, like how much off does the how much do they take off from
taxes?
Taxes. Yeah.
So, right away they take 24%. So like me and my dad did the math. I think I'm walking away with like 900,000 almost, like 890,000.
Great, that's so good. Yeah,
it's
amazing.
Yeah, like somewhere in that range.
That point two was nice because it like kind of covered the.
Yeah.
And do you still have to pay California taxes on top of that?
Yeah, so I just found that out.
And there's no other like loophole where you could go, no, I live in Texas now.
I tried to think of some ideas because I was like, oh, like it's kind of far away from tax season a little bit. Still, like maybe I could put it away and like make some money off of it first. But I guess if you make money off of it right away, like, you'll have to pay tax on that money that you made.
For the capital gains.
I might as well just put the sum. Like, I already kind of know how much. It's like, like 800 grand.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna throw that aside and just pay it off, and I never have to do it again.
I thought you have to pay taxes on the state that you got the ticket from. It doesn't matter if you live there or not.
Yeah, it is. Like, if I was in Florida right now, I wouldn't have to pay tax on it.
Oh, got it.
That's almost nationwide lotteries. People have advantages in other states. I mean, I know they always have a tax advantage.
That's
in other
states. That's why they keep winning in California.
Yeah.
I think the guy that won, there was two people that won the 1.8. I think one was in Texas. I forget where the other one was, but I was like, the guy in Texas, I don't think has to pay a certain tax on it.
Wow. So did anybody else win that one-off with you?
Yeah, so they had the first five numbers. I think there was three other people.
So was
y'all
that,
in a group chat. How's everyone doing?
Was it a set amount for everybody, or was it a bigger number? Like, if you would have won that alone, would you have gotten
I think it would have been like 5-6 million.
Got it. Okay.
Or like, I think 5 million.
So it was like pooled and then divvied up amongst the winners.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's how it is.
You could always off them before they get their cash out.
Go take their ticket before.
Have you gone back to the gas station and been like, I won?
I haven't yet. So the last two weekends I've been gone.
Yeah.
Two Thursdays, and that's usually when I play. But I'm going to go in there because I think he gets a certain amount.
He does. He gets a bonus.
Yeah. For and like every gas time, the two weeks in a row that I bought one, I told him every time I walked out, I'm like, dude, I hope I come back. Like, I hope we're both winning. He's like, yeah, we'll see, dude. Like,
damn, that's kinda really cool nice. Guy.
Do they have that sign on the outside that says, like, the amount of winnings that this gas station has won? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't know. I've never seen anything like that.
You walk up, it'll say, like, a number.
Yeah.
But they got to probably update that one. Yeah. But it'll be cool to take a picture before and then
after. I wonder if he knows yet.
I mean, I think he knows that, like, somebody won at his store. I just don't think he knows it was
got
me. Because, like, he recognizes me when I come in there.
Yeah.
Like, every Thursday, I grab a Gator.
So they get a cut.
I don't think it's a cut. Because
I would be like, I would feel like I would go back and like tip him or like something.
I know.
You know?
I thought about that too. I wanted to see like if he gets paid enough. If not, I was like, dude, I might throw you a little something.
Yeah, there you go.
Just like, thank you. Yeah, you sprinkled some luck your way. So
you got me the ticket.
Yeah. Honestly, seeing you here in person now, like, because every time someone wins, like to me, they're just non-existent. They're just like somebody in the world. But now that you're sitting in front of me, I'm like, oh, it's a normal kid that's like for that won the fucking. In my head, I'm like, oh, okay. You know what? I'm gonna stop by and buy a lottery ticket. Why not? Because he bought one. Yeah. I've bought more lottery tickets than you have, and I would have never thought.
I know.
Like, so crazy.
It's crazy. Like I just don't believe it. Like that was like crazy odds right there. I looked it up. I think it was like one in like 200 million or 22 million or something like that.
But I feel like talking to him right now, like, our odds now are so low.
Oh,
you know what I mean? We're not going to win after interviewing a guy who's won the lottery. Like,
I don't know. I just
get off the show.
That's so fucking
we're not going to win it anytime soon.
Oh, we could.
Or we could, and that would be really awesome.
Yeah.
And he's just like, good for you guys. No, that's awesome, man. Good for you.
Dude, I hope you have like a fucking wonderful life.
Yeah.
Your winnings. I hope you be smart.
You seem level-headed. You seem like a great guy, so deserving of it.
I appreciate it.
I'm happy for you, dude.
Yeah. I told my friends, I was like, I think we might do a little trip or something. I was like,
do a nice golf trip. Go hit Pebble.
We thought about golf or like, we might go to Vegas.
Okay.
There you go. Don't get too crazy.
Bet it all.
I told him, I was like, dude, I might get us like a cool room or something.
Put it all on red.
Fly there. Like, I'll get the room.
Yeah.
And we'll just have a good time.
Yeah,
like,
that's good.
That's going to be so much. What a celebration, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, I mean, their families have helped me out through life. Like, one of my friends here, I lived at his house after I came back for college for, like, 2 years. Like, he moved down to Scottsdale. It was just me, his mom, and his stepdad. Like, and they just loved
second
me.
Second family.
Like, dude, yeah, like, you guys get a little something for taking me in like that, for sure.
I love that.
See, it's nice when nice people win.
Yeah.
Like, it's refreshing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you hear those horror stories and you're like, damn.
I appreciate that. I mean, I'm glad to.
I bet.
Again, thank you for flying all the way from Sacramento to come here on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. I had that question. I'm like, are you on like a press run right now?
No, he's got a private jet now. So
because my manager sent me an article. I was like, is this the guy? I was like, no, I don't think he's like done anything except for Dave's podcast.
Yeah. I was on my way back from turning it in when like Bella texted me. She's like, oh, it's like my first day on his podcast ever. Like, can I call you? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, let's do it.
So cool.
I was like, dude, that's fun, you guys, David Dobrik. I'm like, hell yeah, I would have never expected that. Like, you know, I was chilling.
Once again, congrats.
Yeah. Once again, congrats.
Thank you for coming,
dude. This was great.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for taking the time to come be on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, this was awesome, dude. I love this.
Everybody say bye. Toodles. Jason,
appreciate you guys.
Sure, they're gonna say bye in the DMs.
I'm all for it.
Hey, Jason.
I'm in LA right now. It's a good spot.
LA, before you head back,
I can show you all the good spots while you're here.
Like, I got a late flight tomorrow. I got a little time.
Wow, that was fun. That was great. I literally can't even put myself in his shoes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, to be able to like. Not many people get to feel that,
dude. The energy that I felt when I met him, the energy that I felt from him, I was like, oh, he deserved it.
You know that
saying? There was something very, like, very positive and nice about him.
It's the similar feeling of him not having the money yet, but he knows it's coming. And you carry yourself differently, even though you don't have money.
Yeah.
But you knowing that it's coming is how you should treat your everyday.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, if you're in, like,
it's like law of attraction, manifestation. Yes. Yeah. You know, pretend you already have it and you're going to, like, be on a better frequency and wavelength.
Yeah.
Actually achieving what
like
it
he
is
hasn't
he
his life hasn't like it's changed it hasn't changed yet like the money hasn't hit yet
yeah
but he has the excitement,
the confidence the,
of being that millionaire with like, it's so interesting. They say you should always like live your life like,
oh yeah,
mind you, it's easy when you know it's coming, but like it's a really good way to like,
yeah,
like, oh yeah, that's just, like what The Secret is all about. Remember that book? Yes. The Secret.
Yeah,
the documentary. I was obsessed with The Secret younger.
That annoyed me so much because like in my head I was like, I've been doing it for
what's
a month,
the
why
The Secret is the law of attraction, but it was a book that it was very popular
and
in the
they
early
also made
2000s.
It like a movie.
It's like a documentary, like talking heads of people just trying to apply that way of thinking and attracting everything in your life. I mean, everything that we have around us, all the success we've had through the internet, this podcast, all of it, you attracted to it.
Yeah.
You brought that energy into your life.
Yeah.
So you're already like, your life is evident of what's around you.
It's pretty much just having a good mindset.
Yeah.
With whatever you're trying to do, never quit.
But there are some flaws.
It's like borderline,
it's really hard to tell someone who lives in a third world country with zero money, like, oh, you need to just use the law of attraction to get what you want.
Absolutely.
There's circumstantial things to it.
Yes.
But it is a great way to reframe your mind and seeing your reality.
Yeah. With what you are working with the cards that you are dealt with, this could work in your favor.
If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Coda Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
I remember going to the car show and I sat in the car I have now and was like, I'm going to manifest this car.
Yeah.
I got it. Like it's nice to like tell yourself those things.
Yeah.
And good things will come.
Exactly.
You got to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jared, right now he has a little lottery trivia, which is fun.
Yeah. So it's just a short little trivia game that's like kind of based around the lottery okay. or money or whatever, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I thought it would be fun to play. And
yeah, and maybe this will just keep feeding us that lottery money energy where we can win one day, like Jason.
I feel it.
Exactly. So I called it lucky numbers.
All okay. right.
Here we go. Question number
one.
Oh,
wait, are we on the same team?
I am keeping track of everyone's score over here, so it's a free-for-all.
Nice. Okay, we'll do a hand raise.
I'll play nice.
Okay, question number one. What's the largest lottery jackpot ever won? Zane.
$2.04 billion.
There you go.
Brilliant.
Yes! Oh my God, do I get extra points for getting the exact number?
We just talked about it, Zane.
I'm surprised I remembered that from like 30 minutes ago.
Okay. Question number two, true or false, more people buy lottery tickets every week than go to church in the U.S. Bonus point if you can guess the numbers for each.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. And church, it's any type of church, right?
Yeah.
Like, or is it just Christianity? Now, is it the people, individual people buying it, or is it the amount of tickets? Well, it's probably the people.
I'm saying true.
Yeah, I want to say true. And if it's false?
Actually, but you think about it.
It's
actually false.
I was about to say other countries. Other countries go to church.
This was in the U.S.
Oh, in the U.S.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, thank goodness. About 34 million people play the lottery and 68 million go to church. Okay,
wow.
Now I'm thinking about it deeper. That does make sense because, you know, there are states that don't play the lottery. And those states usually are pretty religious as well. So, okay.
Wow. All right.
Only 68 million people go to church.
I guess every week.
Almost, yeah. Okay.
So that's not including people that go like maybe once a month or whatever.
Wow. Right.
So if Jesus had a Spotify, he would have 68 million listeners a month. Wow.
All right. Question number three. The first recorded lottery took place in what country?
Oh,
and
shit.
Bonus point if you can say when as well.
Well, I don't think it's the United States.
The big, like the Powerball, like or just like any lottery.
Just any form of lottery.
Huh.
Well, I'm going to say Rome.
I'm going to say Vegas.
I'm going to say like Monaco or something. I want to think it's like somewhere.
Okay, so Rome, Vegas, Monaco. It was actually China.
Oh!
And it was like, you know, Keno?
Yes.
It was kind of like Keno.
Wow. Wait, what's that?
It's a game. You like pick numbers, and then if those numbers hit.
It's like bingo, kind of.
Oh,
you see
okay.
them all the time in like bars and stuff on like TVs.
It's like a
TVs.
Quick, easy Got digital it. Game to play.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even like think about bingo is also a lottery.
Man, okay.
206 BC.
Han Dynasty.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah. It's pretty old.
Tai Haula.
All right. Question number three. Which movie features a character who wins the lottery but loses the ticket?
Shit. Oh, my God.
Come on, movie buffs.
Oh, no.
Is it from the 2000s?
I don't think.
Is it a comedy? Or it's a drama?
I honestly have never heard of this movie. I just.
Oh, Nebraska?
Huh?
Is it a movie, Nebraska? It's about an old man who wins a lottery ticket, but I don't think he loses it.
Wait, is it? Okay, I know there's a show called, I think, Billy something Earl.
it's not a show.
Oh, but you know what? Is that the show where he loses a ticket? My Life is Earl. Didn't he like win the lottery but lost a ticket?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, damn.
I think that's what I was thinking about was my life.
And is that the whole premise? Well, you said you don't even know the movie.
I assume it's the whole premise.
And he's trying to find it the whole time?
Probably.
Is that did it just come out?
Let me look up. I'll give you the year once I look it up.
Yeah, the year would help. Because there is one that just kind of came out, but I don't know if he lost it.
1994.
Oh, shit. Okay, no.
No, I don't know it.
The movie is It Could Happen to You, featuring Nicolas Cage and Bridget Fonda.
Oh!
Nicolas Cage, man.
He's Jane Fonda's daughter?
Jane Fonda's dad was Henry Fonda.
No, no relation.
Oh, no relation.
Wow.
No relation.
Fonda's a great name. Great last name.
All right. Who sang the 1992 hit If I Had $1 Million?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Very good. Wow. Man.
Can you sing it?
If I had $1 million, we could say, and I buy you a house.
I sang it like the Beyonce song, If I Had $1 million.
I'd buy you a fur coat, but not a real fur coat. That's cruel. If I had
$1 million.
All
right, not too much of the lyrics, baby. Not too much.
I'd build you a treehouse. Like, and we could stay up there and talk
bare
all day.
Naked ladies. I'm going to check that out.
It's a good
careful
song.
With your Google search.
All right, which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill?
Jefferson? No.
No. Adams?
Oh my gosh, isn't it Jefferson? Who's on the one?
Washington.
Washington. 5 is Abraham Lincoln. 10, Alexander Hamilton. $10 founded father without a father.
The $2 you're saying is Jefferson?
I think it's Jefferson. I want to go for Jefferson.
I think it is Jefferson, but I'm going to go for... Quincy Adams?
John Quincy Adams?
Yeah, John Quincy Adams.
Okay. Heath?
I have no idea. I'm like...
But Jefferson's also on the nickel, too?
Yeah, Jefferson is on
the
coin.
But Abe Lincoln is on the penny, though, but he still gets the $5.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
never
yeah.
see $2
and Washington
bills.
Washington is on the quarter.
Oh, right. Okay, so maybe... No, but it's a $2 bill. Like, it's not going to be...
I'm
going to
be like, Thomas Jefferson. Like, not that important.
But is it the second president?
I can't even picture it in my head.
I think
can
Thomas
we, can
Jefferson.
We pull up a picture of the $2 bill?
No, because you're just going to fucking
gonna,
see it.
You're going to see it. You'll know. Or I'll say it. I'll say it on the bill.
Thomas Jefferson.
I'm going to go for Quincy Adams.
Good on you for knowing Quincy Adams.
Yeah, it's like one of the few that I know.
Hamilton.
He's on the $10.
Oh, that's right. We just said that. I don't know. Jefferson sounds good.
You can go with that.
I'll
split the points.
You'll get
I'll
the,
split
point,
the points.
But that sounds...
But I'm probably
the answer
wrong.
Is Thomas
yes!
Jefferson.
Yes! Shit! Thomas okay. Jeff.
Here we go. Next question. After its redesign in 2013, what is the new slang for a $100 bill?
A hunno. Hundy.
Blue strips
is too new.
Oh, what? Blue strips. No, because it's after the redesign, it got the blue strip.
The new slang for a $100 bill, I feel like it's not.
Blue strips. Bare tits.
Blue, I know, but not everybody's using blue strips, though.
But it's. Look at the wording of the question. After the redesign
in 2013, what is a new slang for a $100 bill?
I'm going to say blue strips.
Damn,
because it says a redesign.
I don't hear anybody say it except for that song.
I know, but...
Yeah, I'm thinking about like blue face, baby.
Yeah, or...
Couple
like Benjamins. You know,
a rack is 1,000. 100 is...
Bands.
A band is a...
Rub a band, man. Wow.
Blues. Blues?
Blues.
I'm gonna go blue strips, but
I'm gonna do blue strips too.
Or y'all can go with blues.
But I've never heard.
I like blue face.
Okay.
Blue strips.
You guys are so close. Blue cheese.
Whoa. Blue cheese.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of that?
Not blue cheese.
You never heard anyone call it blue cheese.
I've heard of the dressing. I've never heard of somebody use it other than dressing.
But like they call like money like cheese,
cheddar
cheese.
Whatever,
I know that,
know?
But not
and
blue cheese.
When they put the blue strip on there, they start calling it blue cheese.
Mm. I don't know, man.
Blue cheese. Damn.
Okay.
I'm surprised that's not like on a crossword.
What's more likely, being struck by lightning or winning the lottery? Bonus points for whoever gets closest to the actual odds.
Oh boy.
It's struck by lightning.
Yeah.
But what if you live in a place where lightning never happens?
No, but like in general, it's struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone want to take a stab at the odds?
No, but because I think the odds of winning the lottery are better because like you can... Winning doesn't mean like you're winning the grand prize. You could also like win like $5 on a lottery, right?
Oh, is that the case?
Like there's different breakdowns within a lottery.
What kind of lottery are you talking here?
I was doing the grand prize.
The grand...
Like winning the mega, like the
1.2
struck
billion. By lightning. Struck by lightning.
Struck by lightning. Your odds, I'm going to say, are 1 in 2 billion.
I'm going to say 1 in 250 million.
I'll say 1 in 150 billion struck by lightning. I'm terrible with numbers.
150 billion?
Yeah. I don't know. Just wanted to do a Price is Right strategy.
Okay. The answer is being struck by lightning is more common. It's 1 in 15,300, and winning the lottery is 1 in 292.2 million.
1 in 15,000 struck by lightning?
I did not.
That fucking is terrifying.
Yeah.
That's why my friends, dude, when we were hiking, they were terrified, dude. They were like, we are going to get struck by lightning. Like, this is, they were,
yeah,
no joke, they were really afraid.
It's because they saw the fucking analytics. One in 15,000. Imagine you're in a stadium of 15,000. You're in the stadium like Drewski's concert the other night. There was 15,000 people in there. One person's getting struck by lightning. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Way more common than you think.
And yeah.
Even our guest, Jason, getting five numbers on it. Do you know what the odds are for that?
The one he got?
Yeah. What did he say?
He said one in 20 million?
200. I think he said one in 200?
Mm-mm. No, that's for winning the whole thing.
He said something million. He said 20 million? Or
I wasn't listening.
He was talking
12 million?
I think he was talking about the grand thing. Oh. He did say like 200 something.
The chance that he won that one?
But I looked up what his odds were.
One in 50.
What is it?
One in 50? One in...
One in 50?
No. What do you think?
One in 50 million. Oh, one in...
One in 17 million.
Yeah, one in 30 million.
Okay, Matt was the closest. One in 11.6 million.
Damn.
Wow.
That's still wild.
That's
odds.
Crazy to think that, like, you out of that many people. Wow.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Which animal is considered a symbol of luck in Chinese culture? Bonus point if you can guess both.
Monkey. Is it monkey?
Technically.
You know what? I want to say monkey because they always say that
monkey,
when you're playing.
Monkey. Well, when they're playing blackjack.
Either monkey
I'm going to go with the cat.
Yeah, good. Oh, because it also, yeah.
The good luck money cat thing.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say monkey.
I'm going to go for monkey.
The answer, the dragon or the
cricket. Oh, shit.
Damn. The dragon.
Why do they say monkey? Maybe that's just like the play.
Because they put the face card and it like looks like
got
a monkey.
It.
I don't
got
know if it's
it.
Also related to maybe Mahjong or something.
And that's the game.
Oh, wow.
I think Matt won with 2 points.
Nice.
Thank
very
you.
Good job, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you. My lucky day.
Cool. You should get a lottery ticket.
I think so. I don't know. I don't have any cash on me.
Oh, you have to
but buy. I don't want to. If I have to go to an ATM to get cash out to go buy a lottery ticket, I'm just doing. It.
But if we learned anything today, I think if you guys have the extra singles in your glove box, just go get that lottery ticket. That's what he did, and he won $1 million.
He bought 20. It was $20, right?
That the one he got?
He said he had 10 lines.
I think it's $2 per line.
I don't know. That would be kind of... Now I really want to buy one because I'm like, that would be crazy odds that we interviewed a guy and then...
Yeah, it's
a...
Maybe
I would also
have
him
on to inspire us to go get it because something was telling us to have him so we could also win.
Or this is a sign for us to play those tickets so the person after us... gets that wedding ticket, and that person like cures cancer with that money.
Okay, Zane. That's such a beauty.
And then that person cures cancer, so.
Yeah.
You know, he like kind of like saves the world and
if
shit.
If I won, though, I would definitely tip him as well. Because
that's very nice of you.
Because you wouldn't have done it if he didn't win.
Right.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I totally would. And what would that number be? I don't know.
You would tip Heath and I also because we saw it happen. You know. And Jared, obviously, you know.
Of course.
Because the seat, you'd not be in that seat if it wasn't for Jared.
If you guys won, I don't know, it's kind of a dark question. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, billion dollars, would we still do the podcast?
Virtually.
It would.
Virtually.
Yeah.
Like in a hologram. Like, fully.
No, that is the perfect answer. Virtually. Yeah. I would say.
No, I think whoever won, like if I were to win, I would fly all you guys out to Nashville.
Oh.
And be like.
Oh, I love that.
I mean? I'd be like, I'll pay for everything. Hotels, travel, food, fine dining.
Easy.
You heard it here.
Done. Yeah, that's easy.
David
that.
Alvarez is like, what the fuck?
Can we just build our second?
Yeah.
But you would pay him for the year to like cover it. Yeah. Damn, I can't believe we just got that on camera.
It would be like,
yes.
It would be like unfiltered air and it would be a PJ that would just...
Oh wow!
See,
me and Matt are with our champagne on our way to record. I love that. I love that.
Dude, our topics would be so stupid.
Oh yeah, we'd be so unrelatable at that point.
Yeah, like, have, like this yacht or this yacht. I don't know that interior. That's not your vibe, Heath. I think you need to get one. That's it. Okay,
I just can't decide what color to put on my Koenigsegg.
Yeah.
I'm like having a really.
Oh my!
Tough
so I was
time.
Talking to Taylor Swift the other day, and she was telling me to get this jet, and I was like, I don't know. I don't like the seats.
But then, now I have to pay for like a pilot, and I have to put them like
and,
on
like,
salary.
What pilot can you trust these days? You know? Right. Oh my God.
Oh, it's just like things are like have gotten really difficult.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Unfiltered. We love you guys so much. If you haven't checked out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode, early access, ad-free. We do a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath to check it out.
You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday video form if you want to see our beautiful faces on youtube.com/Zane and Heath every Tuesday.
All right, baby. We'll see you soon on Wine.
Love
Toodles.
You. Bye.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.